What do you get when a jail and a museum partner together? In the case of this story, the answer is an art class. The Beckler Museum has been working to bring art and the museum world into an unlikely classroom, Jail North. WFAE Sarah D'Elia recently spent the day in class and has this story.
Artist Anna Kanar teaches at UNC Charlotte and Rowan Cabarrus Community College. But this week, her classroom setting is a little different. She's teaching a printmaking process to a group of about 10 male teenagers. And the classroom is in Jail North on Spectre Drive in Charlotte.
All right, so everybody should be good to go. You have your water, you've got your paint, you've got your brushes.
The room looks like a typical classroom. There are tables, chairs, a whiteboard at the front. The noticeable difference is that every student is in a green jumpsuit with white letters on the back that read Youthful Offender or Juvenile Mecklenburg County Jail.
I think that we have these moments of tension almost every time because we come in here and you have this very specific group dynamic. These guys are not friends. You know, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. So we have to kind of watch and just be really conscious of what's happening and how they interact with each other.
The class is a week long and lasts about 2 hours a day. Kanar does have help from Michael Gates, the school and community programs manager from the Beckler.
All right, how's it going? Are we ready?
Right. Gates helps a student paint a red rose onto a mat that will be flipped onto a piece of paper to create the print.
Now don't press too hard. We don't want to smear the lines together. Now remember, if you don't like how it looks, you can paint over it again some more when we take the paper.
Looking around the class, one finished print has two drama masks, one face with a sinister-looking smile, the other with a distraught expression. Another print is of two hands outstretched towards what looks like red raindrops or teardrops. One print is simply an outline of a structure most would draw when asked what home looks like. Kanar and Gates go from table to table, trying to keep up with the hands flying back and forth in the air, vying for attention.
It looks beautiful, I told you.
But this is not the type of class where teachers want to see familiar faces.
For us, it's really nice to see them, to work with them, but on the other hand, it's really disappointing that we see them again. It's good to see you, but why are you here? This is not how I want to see you.
The week-long class takes place about six times in a fiscal year. The Beckler relies on grants to bring these art classes to Jail North. And the museum works with jail officials to make sure the inmates benefit from the program and stay within the bounds of what's appropriate for a jail setting. That includes what art materials can be brought in.
You know, we've been able to bring in a lot of different things, things that you normally wouldn't, you know, see inside of a detention facility.
That's Keith Cradle, the adolescent program manager for the sheriff's office.
Paintbrushes, rollers, brayers, all kinds of stuff to make the art look like real live art.
Along with his job here, he's also on the Beckler's board of directors. He says art class is sort of a sacred space that the teens respect. The class starts with a conversation letting them know that this is a place for them to express themselves.
And I think once that conversation is had, once they get to know, you know, Ms. Kanar, Ms. Gates, that onus and responsibility now falls onto them and they feel accountable for the program. And that's another skill, you know, one of those intangible skills that they get from that, that they don't want to be the ones who mess it up for the next class.
Plus, art can be therapeutic.
This program teaches them how to kind of cool down, calm down, find a creative outlet. For a lot of them, there also is a level of completion, you know, starting something and finishing it, and then having that ability to feel good about doing something that you created.
Back in the classroom, time is almost up. The group is asked to help clean up and form a line at the door to exit.
All right, thank you guys. Have a good day.
Both jail and museum officials say this program is a meaningful experience for the students. Keith Cradle comments when inmates are getting ready to leave, they often ask about their art. By all accounts, it looks like the group did get a lot out of today's class. But for this story, media wasn't allowed to speak to any of the teens while they were in class. Luckily, I was put in touch with Jacob, a Charlotte 18-year-old who completed the art program last year. He was in jail for about 3 months when he was 17. For Jacob, the art class was a lifeline.
They were only there for a week, but that whole week I felt I was looking forward to it every day. Art class every day, I was looking forward to it. And it helped me, you know, to get some things, you know, off my chest. And it was actually a lot of good vibes going around while we were in there.
And he kept some of his work, and he shows some of it off.
Yeah, okay, because what I did is I did this, just the blue for this one, blue and black, and on the thing, and then I put it there, and then
R is a tool, right, but like honestly, like, you know, when the teachers say certain stuff to you, you know, when they say, you know, you're really good at this, that actually helps, you know, when you're in a place where everybody's, you know, I guess you could say not out for your best interest. I mean, you know, it's a job for the COs and stuff. I don't know, it just is really important for people to hear that's in that situation. You know, like you're good at something, you can do this.
Jacob wants to become a personal trainer, and he plans to study at CPCC this fall. There are options when it comes to what happens to the art made during the course of the program. It can be taken home or donated to the Beckler, where it will be displayed, which is a pretty neat opportunity. The third may be the least glamorous, but it's the one that Jacob picked besides the few he kept to bring home. Jacob opted to leave some of his art behind to be hung up in the jail library. He said the people in there were the ones that needed to see art the most. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.